Yorick.
So I thought I'd have a session today because yesterday I had a kinesiology session in my Prakky Excellence class, and by the time I got to, so I've got hip pain. So I've
Right.
got, and it feels to me like pain on the end of the femur bone, you know, so the major bone in the leg, you know, from the knee to
Okay.
the hip, and it's on the right side, and it's been there for months, and it hasn't really been too bad, and you know, and I sort of call it my mini muscles butt, you know, so Teddy and I joke because I've got a sore butt.
Right.
And he just likes saying that. But anyway, so I go to Mini Muscles and I
That'll
sit on
do.
the bench, and my right butt, you know, it's exactly where the, you know, the sit bones
Right.
hit the thing, and that hurts every week for months and months and months and months, you know, for an hour, twice a week.
Right.
I've had this pain. Anyway, so I thought yesterday morning I would use, in my Prakky Excellence class, I used Sharon to be a surrogate for me, and we did a bunch of stuff, and it wasn't as structural as I thought, which was pretty interesting. And so part of what ended up showing up was the HPA, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis was involved,
HPA axis.
HPA axis.
So
So that was,
HPA is involved with neurodiversity and
well, all hormone, any
all
hormones,
hormones.
any hormones.
It's the central axis for the neuroreceptor model
Yeah,
and
yeah. And
hormones.
actually, I don't know whether I checked for neurotransmitters and things, but a bunch of the things that I do that did muscle test up, like the StemEnhance and the redox signaling molecules, they can allow better production
Right.
of neurotransmitters just by,
Right, okay.
yeah. So, and same with vitamin A and vitamin D. They take,
REM sleep does that too.
yeah, right. Well, sleep isn't very much fun at the moment because my hip.
Right.
So, well,
Right.
it's, and it's not my hip. I keep saying my hip. It's literally my, you know, that sitting bone, you
It's
know, where we're,
pain. It's
oh yeah.
pain and it's generally pain. And
Yeah.
what intensity of pain? What would you grade out of 10?
Well, I try to avoid it because it can be like an 8 out of
Can be
10,
an 8.
but only when I'm sitting, you know. So I sit in the car, I have to wiggle a lot, you know.
So
I,
it's actually triggered by a
yeah,
particular.
it's seated by, yeah, by sitting. You know, I sit on the bed to read and that hurts. You know,
Oh,
I,
so does it hurt when you lie down?
no, not so much,
Right.
but until the last 2 days.
Right.
So Saturday, something shifted.
Okay. So Saturday something's shifted, and one of the real problems is when you relax, which is sitting down, and now when you're lying down, it's hurting.
Yes. So now there's a bit more of a throb. I've been running the bioresonance. And the bioresonance yesterday was showing the femur bone was acutely stressed, which makes sense. I actually thought it was something different, but the surrogate yesterday, you know, it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be centering mechanisms and throwing my pelvis out, but none of that was out. So that was sort of
Right.
interesting. So I'm going to see Sean, the chiropractor, as well, just to see what he can do, because it did say this morning in my bioresonance, I've got poor spinal fluid going up and down the spine, but I'm also not
Okay.
able to move as easily as I normally do.
Right.
And but
Yes,
that's
yes. So
protecting my, yeah.
that's good becoming rigid from the lack of movement.
Exactly, which I don't want either. So I did a couple of K's walk this morning, but you know, I walked like an 85-year-old. So, and that's more protection, actually, if I be honest. It's not because I'm in pain, it's more protection. Because I am now worried that, like, what if I have pulled something off the bone or something? Anyway,
Right.
I know that's all structural stuff, but the point is, when I got to the end of my Prakky Excellence training yesterday, Nicola said, well, what's the cause, though? You know, what's the underlying cause? So I've got a chart that's got all sorts of emotional, spiritual, nutritional, and both her and I sort of said, well, maybe it's nutritional cause, or because structural didn't show up very much, but it ended up being reactivity. And the reactivity was my emotional gear and my self-esteem.
Oh, okay.
So there, that's why I'm here. So because I've got
Yeah, so there's something special today. We're doing
so yeah.
a counseling session online so that we
And
can
if I get permission from my group, I might actually share the session, you
Okay.
know, online as well, because it was a very small group,
All right.
and it's me, you know, it was my balance. So
Yeah, so the first part's just getting info down and then
yeah.
and now we're getting into it, so we'll just
But
so
you know, I think people
that
don't know what it's like to go see a counselor either. So I
Right.
thought, well, this is interesting because, like, for me personally, especially when you're looking at self-esteem, I feel like I've got fairly good self-esteem. And
And generally you do because I know you are, and it's like something that you do have, and
yes.
especially with your work, because you get such good outcomes, and
Yeah, so
I
I,
see a lot of happy people.
yeah, and because I'm, you know, I'm not worried about money, I'm booked up. You know, another thing it might be, I just this is the quietest week I've had since the beginning of COVID, where people were ringing up and cancelling at the drop of a hat,
Right.
isolating themselves for 14 days and staying in their rooms and not communicating with their family, and me on the other end going, "Oh my God, this is all such bullshit."
Yeah,
So,
you've been booked at least a month ahead for a couple of years
oh
now.
yeah, and like this week I've got, I'm a half load,
Oh.
which is really unusual.
Oh,
Like, you've been
that
working
could be
with me.
affecting something.
Yeah, you've been
Yeah.
working with me 18 months and it's never happened.
Yeah, it
It's,
hasn't either. That's the
so
trick.
that's sort of
So
bizarre.
considering you're in pain, it could
It's
be seen as a
giving,
win.
exactly. And
Okay.
that's what Nicola said. I do tend to just,
Go hard.
go hard, and I like that. I like what I do, and yeah, like you say, I get good outcomes. And
It's such a nice community service.
yes, yeah, it's a yes. So it's a really cool thing to do. So from a self-esteem perspective, normally I feel pretty good, and even having a quiet week, it was sort of like weird that I sort of saw it last week, and I went, "Oh, that," because I did have a few last-minute cancellations for a few different reasons. So it was more booked up. Like yesterday, there were three cancellations
And
for
you're still
different
booked up a
reasons.
few weeks
Oh
ahead, pretty much. Yeah.
yeah. No. That's not a worry. That's sort of like I figure I might get a massage and see the chiro, and might
Right.
actually manage to do a few self-care things this week that I wouldn't normally get to do.
So do you think that self-care has been put on the back burner while you've been very busy for a few years?
Well,
Without,
I
yeah.
certainly like, okay, so I'm about to turn 56, and I, Jay and I always joke that we'd have to do yoga or something like that when we turn 50.
Right.
And we've never done it.
Okay.
So, we sort of, just don't get around to it, because by the end
Well,
of every day, I just,
a lot of the things you've mentioned, the sources of the pain, yoga's proven to be actually good for all of those things. And because, and not only that, for emotional pain, yoga they found with even high level. So Bessel van der Kolk did a study about there was about 100 women with post-traumatic stress disorder that was untreatable. So they were treatment resistant. And they got some in a self-care program in a group that was social. And the other group was just weekly trauma-informed yoga. And the people in the trauma-informed yoga group ended up doing better. And not only that, but better in the long term because they were able to self-regulate when normally they might have had to go to hospital. So the self-regulation part of yoga practice is incredible, even just the breathing. But what it does for your joints is like, so it increases muscle mass, it improves muscle mass, improves circulation, because good yoga, you're going to shake every part of the body and move. And like you said, that, like you were saying about the pain, is that when you've got a situation that goes on for a long time, it's like things become stagnant and then calcify.
Yeah,
Like, because
that's right.
my yoga teacher taught me that. Even with the stomach, if you don't move enough, things stay in the same place, and it's easy for things to, like, RSI is calcification from being in the same place all the
Absolutely.
time.
And so, and I always talk about toxins, how long it's going to take for people to lose weight or shift energy, depends on how hard packed it is. So everything can get harder and harder packed in the body,
Right.
firstly in the fat mass, and then calcified fat mass, and then calcified ligaments and tendons and connective tissue.
And then
So when you go get a
the
massage,
arthritis gets
so
there.
when you go get a massage and you feel that glueiness, that real gristliness, that's gluey stuff inside the muscles that shouldn't be there.
Right. So you
So,
haven't ever done the yoga. That's a
no, I did do yoga for a long time.
oh,
I
you
just
did.
haven't for like, I used to have a yoga room at my clinic. So when I had yoga instructors, I used to do it.
Oh, okay. So when you were encouraged to do it, and how did you
When
find
it was
out?
easy. No,
Right.
I love yoga. I hate Pilates.
Right.
Pilates hurts. I've never done it. But then again, I've never done it with the reformers or anything like that. So I am now thinking, I just, every couple of years, I get something really nasty in one of my joints. About 10 years ago, I had frozen shoulder in my left shoulder, had it for 23 days.
Right.
After 11 days of not being able to get it under control, I toddled my butt across the road. And there
Right.
was some big stuff going on in the clinic at the moment, because we were starting to think about shutting the clinic down.
Oh, so you think that was stress related?
Maybe. And but I was having
Yeah.
everything, you know, I had a whole bunch of practitioners, so I was alternating between, you know, Reiki and massage and kinesiology, and I even tried acupuncture, which I freaking hate anyway, because I'm terrified of needles, as you know. So, but then one day, like 24 hours, like during COVID somewhere, that hurt from there to there. I couldn't move anything just for 24
Yeah,
hours.
funny how that happened, isn't it?
And I actually went and bought like a $50, you know, wrist thing, which actually felt amazing because the next day it was gone. And I took truckloads of supplements and stuff. But yeah, but then I also, you know, obviously for about 3 years, I had both shoulders, you know,
Right.
sore during COVID. You know, I sort of had a few years where, and it wasn't until I started using the Renew 28, you know, that really made a difference for my shoulders. So that's when I started sleeping through the night when I realized how good that was externally.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm used to pain, but I don't like it. But every so often, something, you know, when it hits really bad. So, you know,
That
there's
often happens in middle age.
no.
Yeah, I know. No, but the injuries we have had as kids start to appear in the aging
Well, yeah, but also
process.
things like redox molecules and stem enhance, we release less and less every year from the time we're about 15 or 20. So
Right.
we don't regenerate as well,
But
you know. So
everything's like that.
everything's like that. That's why,
Yeah.
you know, topping them up with supplements is
Like
the sensible
like
thing to do
some
when
of
we
the
can
positive
afford them.
mood things like what's that one? That when you breathe and the nitric oxide. So your body produces
I
less and
ventured
less of
something on
that.
nitric
Oh,
oxide
okay.
this morning.
Oh, right. Is that what it was? I didn't get a chance. I was rushing
I
around.
had no idea what it was about, but it was Jack Cruz.
Right.
And
So.
oh, it was light. So bacteria release light. So bacteria, some of the, so he's all about light, you know, all this light energy stuff. He's amazing. And he was talking about how some bacteria in the gut release light. You know how,
Right.
you know, there's those little bugs that live in like the Antarctic and you're underwater at
Yeah,
nighttime.
yeah,
You know,
yeah.
there's beautiful
We pick
colored
them up
stuff.
on the beach down the Gold Coast. No, they
Yeah,
do. They've got luminescent.
right. So, but they found that they basically, our bacteria release light. So
Right.
that they make light in our intestines. And but it doesn't happen when we don't see natural sunlight.
Otherwise,
So these
the nutrients can't see where they're going.
they
They
need
need
a
light.
spotlight. But yeah, so he's found that they don't do it when you don't get natural sunlight. So these people avoiding sunlight and, you know, covering up totally to go out in the sun because they're so terrified, their bacteria aren't as happy and healthy and well.
Right, that's interesting.
But
Why?
they also are involved in nitric oxide production.
Okay. Yeah, so nitric oxide declines as you get older.
Yes.
And another thing that people do, they do things like I don't want to say the brand, but what you wash your mouth out
Oh, yeah, it
with
destroys
the
it. Yeah.
yeah, that destroys because the nitric oxide cycle, the eating one, it's like cut. So it actually happens during the night and it develops in your mouth. And you shouldn't put those, Listerines, the one they use, and you rinse it out. It destroys the nitric
Yes.
oxide.
No, it destroys the bacteria that
Just,
create the nitric
right, and
oxide.
it's
Yeah.
like a 24-hour cycle. So,
That's why anyone who can getting out and seeing that first sunshine in the morning is really powerful because that activates the production of nitric oxide, which is involved in flexibility of our capillaries. And so
right,
people worried about heart attacks these
blood
days with everything
flow.
going on, we've
And
got to be
things like nitric
looking
oxide
after
have to do
ourselves.
with sexual energy.
Yeah.
Like, because all of the stuff around here is like lattice and nitric oxide.
Oh,
Yeah,
right.
because here's, because the nitric oxide, you can also get it through breathing. So if you go,
I think arginine's a precursor to nitric oxide. There used to be a product called Arginex, which was
right.
both for sexual, had B12 and a few other things. Yeah, and I haven't had it for
But
years.
humming produces it in the nose. So if you hold your breath out. And then walk around. That's what they say, holding your nose and breathe it
Show
in.
people what to do.
I say when you, so one way to produce nitric oxide is, and then you hold your nose and breathe around a bit. And when you suck it in, it gives you a nitric oxide burst.
What, does that stop it from leaving or something?
Yeah, it's something. The guy who
That's sort of
the guy
funny.
is a
Like
breath.
after having sex and putting your legs
Well,
up
there's a breath
full.
expert.
You
He works with. Yeah. Okay. Well.
know, to try to fall pregnant.
Oh, okay. I don't know about it. I don't know how it
Yeah.
works. Yeah, but the guy's called Andrew McEwen. He's an Irish guy and he's a breath expert, works with sports people and particularly into nose breathing. And they've worked out that by doing that, it the amount of extra nitric oxide compared to normal breathing is like 500 times as much. So it's actually quite an amount. And
Yes.
so people are using that more often these days. And not only that, but humming is like in yoga, it's om.
Yeah.
And you go, why do they do that? Because produces nitric oxide straight into your lungs, which is antiseptic.
Right.
And it helps turn on your immune system, strangely. So they've been doing that forever in yoga, but
Right.
you can hum. And I think Peter Levine, who's Peter Levine's one of the major theorists in somatic healing, healing the body that Bessel van der Kolk's worked with to get. And he says, well, it's on, but you can go,
Yeah.
because, and he says, because that regulates the body.
Yeah.
And so
Om's more
also,
fun, it tickles your lips.
right. But whether you
Yeah.
hum or humming does the same thing. My yoga teacher, one of my yoga teachers made a book called Mastery of Stress, and he put it in as humming because people might have an ideological problem with the yoga,
Right.
but humming does the same thing.
Yes.
And it produces nitric oxide, and that's
You're
lucky.
right.
But Andrew
You're okay.
McEwen, an Irish guy, he
Yeah.
did the work on
Yeah.
that.
So, you know, even when I used to have just sort of thinking about, you know, before we started, we were talking about that ACE score and
Right.
whether or not that might be linked in, you know, with my chronic issues that come up occasionally.
Well, what's interesting in the ACE score, which is Adverse Childhood Experience, and there's a test and there's 10 questions.
And I was
And
a 4 out of 10.
right, and they're adverse childhood experience. And they're kind of things like if your parents divorce, that's an ACE score. If somebody would
Before
violent,
the
that's an
age
ACE.
of 18 or
Before the age of
16
18,
or
yeah, before
before
the age of
18,
18.
yeah.
Or if someone's, or so there's neglect, there's physical abuse, there's sexual abuse, there's all types of abuse. And when you get four or over, there's a risk of either becoming someone who gets abused all the time because that victim thing's in your system, in your
Yeah.
social system, or you can become an abuser because a lot of people are just normal, but there's more likely of intensity with the higher ACE score. And
Yeah.
working where we do, we meet people with much higher ACE
Yeah.
scores, and they're vulnerable to both sides.
Yeah.
And got to be careful. And the other thing is, what we were talking about actually with this is that they found in those studies that people with higher childhood experiences, those things transform into physical diseases as they get older. So they found that kids with ACE scores, they'll have a much higher likelihood of getting lung disease or heart disease, and often 4 to 8 times as higher likelihood. Or cancer and all risks from childhood traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
And it's just in the
Yeah, so you
data.
can say it's
It's
in the
in the data.
genes, but you can actually look at the family systems and say, well, it might be genetic or, you know, it might actually be part of that whole genetic makeup because as a kid, everyone went through the same experiences,
That's right. And
dealt with
so,
it in different ways.
yeah,
Yeah.
you have things like symptoms, but someone with ADHD has the same symptoms of someone with childhood trauma.
Right, yes.
Because in all cases, damages the prefrontal cortex, which
Yeah.
integrates the rest of the brain.
Yeah,
And
as do
so,
kids who go on hormones way too young and stuff like that, you know. So the girls who get awful periods and end up on, you know, the pill and stuff, that really messes with the ability to, you know,
right, and
yeah,
that,
down the track,
but
yeah.
even more than that, in the initial ACE studies, what they were doing, they were working in a big American private hospital. And they were treating more women than men, but women with weight issues. And it was either putting on weight or bulimia and anorexia. But when they started questioning them socially, a majority of them were sexually abused as kids. And it ended up in weight problems. And so that's when they started to make the link between childhood
Yeah, and
experience.
I had a couple of really dodgy experiences when I was young. It's still in primary school.
Right. But also, you've probably done a lot of work on yourself, more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most helpful things to
Yeah,
balance it.
and I often talk to people about what and this may you might not find this true as a holistic counselor, but one of the things that I talk about with what is really powerful to work on with kinesiology is the stuff that still has a charge.
Right.
So if someone got raped at 16 years old, for example, and they still get teary and
Right.
stressful, then there's still a charge in there. That's
Yeah,
going
they
to be a
call it
really.
something different because they call that a because when you're going through that sort of work with people and you go into the memory, people are often really triggered. And
Oh, so
so
you remember a week ago I was out to lunch with a family thing and a family person who I haven't spoken to in 20 years. There was a potential that she was coming. And instantly my heart started racing. I started, you know, I could feel the breath and the heart rate and everything increase. And it took like a minute to find out that she wasn't coming, which was a relief. But then about an hour later, I found out that someone else had tried to convince her to come. And that's my safe space, my hometown. So it won't be my safe space if I find out that everyone's inviting her there all the time. The safe space will be gone. And then my brain goes, well, everyone cares more about her than me. They
Well,
don't give a shit
but
about
that
me.
mightn't be true either. That might be a self
Projection.
projection. Yeah, maybe it's not my
So that
personality.
happened a week ago.
And natural triggering.
On Saturday we were with some
So
friends.
you go into like a fight and flight.
Yeah.
Fight, any instead of fight, fight, flight,
Freeze,
freeze,
fawn.
fawn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is normal.
Yeah, which, yes. Well, it's still a trigger for me. So whatever that is, I've still got a charge about it. So, and the nasty part of my brain goes, it won't be over until she's gone. But even then, I don't think it'll be over because there's enough family members who are on her side,
Well, what if we just sit for a moment and shut your eyes and just think about that experience?
Which experience?
What happened the other day when you were worried?
Okay.
And just go through being there in that space and worrying about that sort of stuff. And just try to be comfortable with that. It's okay. And breathe. And it's natural to have those reactions. And what are you feeling in your body? Are you feeling anything anywhere?
Yeah, heart's pumping.
Heart's pumping? Did you feel an increase in heart rate just from thinking that?
I wasn't paying attention to my heart until we started breathing.
It's interesting, isn't it? I just breathe energy into the heart area and see if anything else comes up. You feel any stress in any parts?
Well, I don't know whether it's just because we're paying attention to it now, but now I can feel my right sit bones more.
Your hip bone more? Just breathe in there, breathe positive energy in and the negative energy out of that space. But those stress spaces, breathe into them. And just be okay with it. You're here now and it's okay. Everything's okay. Often those triggers are part of the memory where the future, present, and past, they kind of fuse together a bit.
Sure
And
do.
but the other day it wasn't happening what happened in the past, and it didn't happen at all as it turned out.
Yeah.
And so everything was okay. And those feelings are okay. What else do you feel in your body? Anything coming up?
No.
Good. Now let's go back to the memories. Let's say them that were the original ones that triggered that. Now let's just sit with those, and I'm here with you, Jermaine. And it's like it's okay, Jermaine. It's a long time ago. You're not the same person anymore, and none of the people who are there, you've all, because you're all older, everyone's changed and they're all different people. You've matured, everyone's matured. And from now, can you look at that? Can you go back to those memories and feel comfortable in the present? Remember to breathe. Be okay with those feelings. Let them exist. Don't run from them. Breathe into them. Let yourself relax.
Yeah, hard to do that with my butt.
It is, isn't it? Oh, sorry about that.
Very,
And just sit with the pain and be okay with the pain too then. I know. Not denying it, just breathing. And I come out of that now. Could have gone a little internal reflective journey.
Yeah, you know, I had to drive past her place every day, twice a day for 12 years when I worked down
That's,
locally.
isn't it funny how that whole location thing, the personal thing, I had a job once where I got pretty intimidated when I left because I was bothered about something and I brought it up. But I'd ride my bike past that place every few days. Do you
Yeah,
know what I mean?
right.
And that fear comes up, right? It's a natural
Yeah.
thing that's like you
Because
just
it's
don't even
not
want to
gone.
deal with it.
Yeah.
Some people have neighbors like that.
Yeah, right.
And they're
Yeah.
there every day and they're
Yeah.
hiding from them. And so it's.
Anyway, I think that's like just thinking about the biggest triggers that are potentially messing with it at the moment. Because, you know, like I said, it was pretty much only when I sat down for a few months. And then somewhere on Saturday, it just became,
Really
might have been
painful.
Sunday. I don't even know when it got bad. But it was just like, oh, we went for a walk one afternoon. Maybe that was Sunday afternoon. And Jay said, well, how's your butt? And I said, I walk every single day. I said, it must, you know, it's fine because we only got just up around the corner. And I said, yeah, this is different. I need to go home. It's just in case I've torn something or something. You know, I don't want to
Yeah,
cause
because
more
it's in your
damage.
hip. And no one wants that to get bad. Because you treat people with hip
Oh,
problems.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was so bad on Saturday. But also on Saturday, there was sort of a couple of funny things that happened, and I had to stand up for myself with someone.
Oh, okay, social thing.
Yeah.
You feel that those things are related?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so, but who knows? You know, it's like when you know how there's such different media out there, and it depends where people are spending their energy, where they're hearing, you know, one side of a story. You know, and obviously we're all politically charged here in Australia with our elections coming up, and obviously the whole world thing, which is connected to everything.
Well,
So,
politically, things are intense at the moment. Doesn't matter which part of the news you'll get.
and I had like three people on Saturday who made comments, maybe four people on Saturday who heard comments, and I just thought, well, that's just only one perspective, and they couldn't even see another perspective, and it was really quite nasty, and not at me, but just in general. And I was like, okay, so you're only watching, and I knew where they were listening because other, you know, they claim
Well,
anyway.
the news is polarized. And because the news is polarized, people are getting polarized narratives. And so it's very hard to be in either situation because you're going to butt heads with someone because the opinions of things are so different. Because at the moment, politically, it's pretty high pressure what's happening in the world, not only one place, but in quite a few places. And the media draws people apart.
And I think, you know, like part of what I've enjoyed about Elon doing his thing is watching the corruption be shown. And here in Australia, you know, like Gerard Rannick does a similar thing, and Malcolm Roberts does a similar thing, and I love
Oh,
listening to
so I know
them.
the people, right?
Yeah, right. So they're just politicians who I believe are, you know, good politicians who really are after the best of Australians rather than being, you know, connected to all the globalist
They're interested in
entity.
the same type of reform.
They're interested in really, you know, sort of like, you know, the huge amount of taxes we pay on stuff that, like, you know, are doing Aussies no good. You know, stuff that's getting rid of our freedoms and our sovereignty as opposed to things that are just making Australia a nicer place to live, you know,
Well,
and looking
Australia is
after
already a
us.
nice place to live.
Well, you know, not so much these days. It's getting, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on politically.
I guess so, but when you look at it, people are migrating to the countries like Australia,
Two and a
Europe.
half million in the last 3 years,
This is
you
where
know, so that's
people.
10% of our population has been
I know, but
shifted.
people want to come here because same as the US, people want to go there. Because if you look at migration rates, some countries nobody's migrating to. So you go, well, what have
But I
they got
want to
to
go live
offer?
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, that's right. Off you go.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is that even though, like, something about, I suppose, I don't know, the way I think about this, that I always think about here is that it's so good that everyone wants to come here. And so I just go, this is good.
And
And if you compare, it is good.
yeah.
And same with places like the US, people are migrating there all the time because it's good, not
Yeah.
because it's bad. And even though we've got some problems, maybe it's still better.
Yeah.
It's still freer. Like, it's still freer, even though our privacy is being eroded because of the
Yeah.
internet and this and that, it's still better.
Yeah.
Like, people migrate here. Some people from here migrate, but they'll migrate usually to someone like Europe or the US
Or
or.
Thailand for a cheaper lifestyle, you
Well,
know.
that's like a sea change. That's a different thing.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was, you know, because I'm trying to remember when the pain got bad. And that was sort of interesting hearing just a few things that I was like, yeah, right. There's just a whole different perspective out there that.
Well, stress is going to cause physical problem. Otherwise, stress wouldn't be the one of the main problems with heart problems, with high blood sugar, with cancer. So stress increases all of those things, right? So and so it's only natural that we get stressed and then pain comes because it increases inflammation. Because why is stress one of the main precursors for heart attack, for instance? Like, why? Like, so they say chronic stress, and even if you've got a good diet, it'll still make you have a heart attack, even if you've got a good lifestyle, because stress has that thing.
But you know that the heart does have brain neuroreceptors,
So the,
so
yeah,
a
and
huge
because of the
amount.
vagal nerves going through it. But the point I'm trying to make is that stress does have that physical effect, even on that level. So we're stressed and joint pain might flare up because we're stressed and we might have a heart attack. We're stressed and it increases blood sugar. So getting the stress factor down, really.
That's the thing, I don't feel stressed.
No, you don't
So
feel.
I'm trying to find what this trigger could be, but I
No, but
don't
you.
feel stressed about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I did with the whole restaurant thing a week ago, but even just hearing these people say nasty things on the weekend, you know, it's that, it's just, it's more that awareness. Yeah, right. You think that. It's more like this realization, you know, it's a realization of polarization, you know, which I know what people think. You know, so it's not a surprise, and I just throw out some stuff in fun just because I think there's some fun stuff going on the planet as well. So I'm, like I said, I love seeing, you know, like Jared Rennick, for example, he's been hitting the Australian government up for years to go and audit our gold in England. So our gold is in England somewhere, or the UK or whatever. You know, so in the same way Trump and Elon are going to go audit the gold in Fort Knox, Jared Rennick's going, yeah, we need to audit our gold. Let's go and see where it is. Has it been stolen? You know, what's going on? So he's been saying, because he's an accountant, you know, so he's been saying for years and years, there's no way the gold's there. Why would it be there when it's governed by globalists?
Well, I don't. Okay. Sorry, I understand
Anyway,
that debate a little bit, but.
I just find that fun. Like, to me, that's a
Oh, so
fun
that's
thing.
fun.
Yeah, to me, that's fun.
Okay.
Because to me, it's like
That's funny, isn't
calling,
it?
yeah,
So,
to me, it's like calling the politicians on their BS. And you know, the politicians, you can't trust anything out of their mouths. And I love it when someone just says, yeah, stop that. You're lying, you know. I love
Right.
that.
Well, that's the funny thing about that being fun. Like, it's funny what people find fun. Like, with counselling, I've got a supervisor, and she was a loss and grief specialist, and she does family court work. But she was saying how she was studying counselling, 25 years ago, and she goes, "Oh, loss and grief." I thought I might do my master, and she thought that'll be fun. And then she went to the first class, and they're doing, what do you call it, where you're doing your own issue sort of thing, and it's like, and the teacher went and said, "Oh, what's the first time you felt your life was threatened?" And she goes back to this story, or you weren't cared for or something, goes back to this childhood story about, you're in the pool, you think you're drowned, you go up to your mum, and they're like, "Oh, you're okay, go play." And it's like, but the thing about is that in polarization, people are mad. Do you know what I mean? But mad and sad are really similar. Like, and in the polarization, people are mad and people are getting that intensity, right? And that opposition. But really, underneath, people are sad because, in most cases of anger, there's sadness behind it and probably loss. And so, because what are people, so in the polarized world that you're kind of a bit involved in, what is lost? Like, is there a loss there? Like, there's a lamenting for something, some sort of sadness. Because when I go to these things, I don't get too overexcited about it, and even though I'm feeling it, and I always think it's really sad, And it was like, because some things in my life, when I always used to get sad, but when life, you get kids and you start to get mad instead, and you're like, how did I actually switch to this? Right? And it's because you're in a more of an intense, you're doing something fun maybe, but there's like, even when you, and anyway, so the thing is, oh, this isn't fun, but then it becomes vocational. Right? And then it's like, you're helping people's lives because you're involved in this thing.
And of course, the only reason I got political is because of the health stuff.
Which had to do
You know, which
with
in
the
2020, I was posting things on, Facebook and being censored all the time, and on YouTube and being censored all the time because I was saying vitamin D is good for your immune system. Here's some stuff you can do for your immune system. Don't be frightened of viruses. This is what's good for the immune
and the
system.
previous year, naturopath was struck off the allied health.
Although, I missed that memo. So when ScoMo was on the news and he said all allied health can continue working safely, so I just took that at its word and I just kept working. And then, like 6 months later, someone said, "We're not on the allied health thing anymore." I was
Which
like,
is
"Really?" Went and had a look.
so bizarre.
Yeah, so after 30 years or 25 years or whatever
I
it
talked to
was.
some doctors about it, they thought that was ridiculous. Because it's like there's a different way of working, and well, some people have side effects. Some people can't tolerate medicine. Some people, there's a whole bunch of reasons where
Yeah, but
you
you
need a
know
differential style of care
what?
because people might have allergies to medicine, and you need, and the whole of natural therapies offers an alternative way of doing things, often when medicine reaches its limit. And also the other
Oh, yeah,
thing,
the other
the other
thing is I
idea,
had
the other.
two cousins diagnosed with breast cancer last week.
Oh.
So again,
Sounds
knowing,
genetic.
one on mum's side, one on dad's side, and both of them have had quite a lot of vaccines. So we know that there's ramped up, things in there. So maybe, but even then, my brain's sort of like, well, of course that's going to happen.
Well, something ironic about the naturopaths got struck off the adult just as metabolic health becomes popular in medicine.
And just as all these
Yeah,
doctors are speaking about the stuff that we've been talking
I
about for
know.
30 years. So, I have people come in and they're on this whole, say, Peter McCullough protocol, and they don't want any of my stuff, which is fine because they're on all these things. And I think it would be so much cheaper if you take one frickin' supplement.
Right.
You
Oh,
know,
because they
so
want
because,
individual.
yeah, because that's what their people are being taught to go out and have 1,000 units of this and 500 milligrams of that and, whatever. Anyway. Doctors are encroaching.
Well, at least they understand metabolic health, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because counselors understanding it's a good thing too, because we want to get our serotonin up,
Yeah.
we want to get our positive hormones up. And so metabolic health probably will become a standard thing, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's going that way. People are, because if the doctors are getting involved, so is there some sort of rejection sensitivity with that? That polar being rejected by the medical.
With it,
Because you're busier.
I
You're busier.
oh no, I've always been busy.
Always
No,
busy.
I've been busy forever. So that's, and if anything, I am doing because I'm teaching so much, I've cut down my the number of clients
Right.
I see these days. And I just don't need to do that number of hours that I used to, when I was paying 500 grand a year for a clinic, wages
Oh,
and
so simplifying's been good.
simplifying's definitely been good. Yeah, it's nice to actually have an income.
You'll be retired soon.
Yeah, hilarious.
Real tired.
But I don't know. The doctor thing, I'm really loving, seeing, and this sort of surprised me because Because I've been going to naturopathic congresses forever, where you get these high level, doctors and researchers from around the world who tell you about studies. And they not only tell you about the studies they're doing and all the intricacies of them, but they also pull apart other studies. So I'll tell you an example. I had a lady once who, so this is about high fat diets. So there was a lady there who she was the daughter of the people who wrote the course that I did my naturopathy through. That was Simon Schott, with anyway, going back a million years ago. So 30 to 35 years ago, I did that training. And she had this whole presentation where basically it was like fat is bad for us and fat is causing all this inflammation, blah, blah, blah. So, and I'm listening, thinking that just doesn't fit with any of my knowledge about fat, because even saturated fat doesn't do what they've been saying it's done for 30 years. Like, all fat has a benefit in our body if it's good, healthy, normal, natural fat in foods. So, anyway, so I lined up with her in the lineup, and I asked her about what study, what type of fat they had used. Turns out they'd used cheap, nasty foods. So I said to her, so there, there's no, so you weren't using like avocados and butters and eggs and
Margarine.
things like that. They would know heaps of vegetable oils and margarine and stuff.
Yeah.
But also they would say that donut was a high fat food. And you go, well, yeah, technically it is, but it's also got sugar, it's also
Mainly
got wheat, it's
carbohydrate.
also got, yeah.
50,
So
90%
it was
carbohydrate.
really interesting when I chatted to, I lost total respect for her. This was a study done by the CSIRO, actually, because the UN's been pushing a low-fat diet for 40 years, and the UN has no interest in our health, neither does the World Health Organization.
It's funny because in with heart health, the European attitude is less fat conscious.
Yeah.
Because I read about it, and they're like, they don't encourage this zero LDL cholesterol thing.
Yeah, and actually, Jack Cruz talked about a study. It might not have been Jack Cruz, but I think it was him. He talked about a
Yeah,
study.
American.
Yeah, he's a brain surgeon, but
Right.
he's like amazing. He's that guy who I sent the 4.5 hour video to you when I've got a day up.
So many
Yeah,
amazing
he's
medical people.
incredible, and he sort of has had just such an interesting life because of the people who he, as a doctor, who he interned with, and which universities he went to, so therefore he heard stories in those universities about, say, the polio vaccine that other doctors wouldn't know about because they didn't go to that university where certain studies were done. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things he said was that they looked at people who on their deathbed, and they did bloods just before people died. The people who died the oldest had the highest level of LDL cholesterol. So LDL cholesterol is protective. So the fact that we've been taught that it's like bad cholesterol is rubbish. It's just total rubbish, which is pretty interesting,
But they do that on in Australia, the heart care is like better than a lot of other places, and they use that method. They've got really
What method?
well out of whatever they do, they've got like we've got better rates than everywhere else. Because
Really
whatever happens in
interesting.
I know, I went through it. Whatever happens in Australia is actually really
There's
quite
this
good.
test you can do that you can probably do around the world, but it's called an omega-3 index
Oh, it's
test.
new.
No, I've had it for a couple of years. It's probably out of date now.
Oh.
But it basically tests the
Just
percentage of omega-3s on the cell membranes,
right.
and they know that all-cause mortality is based on the amount of omega-3s on your cell membranes.
Right, so omega-3s come from fish oils and also, but also nuts,
Yeah.
like especially walnuts, but all nuts and seeds are full of good omegas.
Yeah.
And people
If you
don't
can metabolize them.
people can eat it too.
Yeah.
And
So that,
but there's
but
a
some of
lot
them are
of
bad.
options because some people have allergies to particular nuts and not others.
Yes.
But still those fats in there are really good.
Yes,
And
in their
you
natural form, not in the oil form.
Yeah, but in that, yeah, that's right. And in their natural form, but what I do is I just mix them up. And
Yeah.
for lunch, I'll have, Doesn't matter what seeds are, I can eat everything. I don't have any allergies, so I just mix it up and change them all the time. Because the other thing is, people don't realize that different foods have different
Yeah,
nutritional elements.
absolutely.
And by having it, a lot of what a lot of people do is they end up in a habit over life. They're kind of buying the same food every week, so they're stuck
But
on the same nutrition.
what this study, they did this study on the omega-3s, and funnily enough, the first supplement, so when I tested my supplements yesterday in the kinesiology, the first thing I needed was SPM Active, which is the
Yes.
specific pain mediators from fish oils. So it ramps up the omega-3s on the cell membranes really fast. So that was interesting
HPA. I'm just trying
because
to remember the study on HPA that the lady from that company came and talked about it.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, so but basically they found that vegans have the lowest levels of omega-3s on their cell membranes. People who live in countries where they eat a lot of fish, who were really dedicated to eating good quality fish, they had the highest levels, and
Happening.
everyone was elsewhere in between. And our Australian Heart Association were bums about 15 years ago when the study came out about omegas and how beneficial it was for the heart. What it said on the Australian Heart Association before then was 2 bits of oily fish per week. Then the studies came out that said the more oily fish we eat, the better it is for heart health. So they changed their recommendation on the Australian Heart Association and said 1 piece of fish per week. They removed the word oily and they removed the 2 pieces, which was totally against what the meta study did. So anyway, but basically that was
Nuts and seeds do the same job. And
if
so
you
'cause
absorb them,
when you're vegetarian, that's what you do. And you just like we just have a jar full of seeds and nuts and just have them like salt with every meal.
Like the Celtic sea salt.
And then you're always getting your
Anyway,
oils.
yeah. So anyway, about doctors, I don't think so, because I've been really paying attention to a lot of doctors in the last 5 years. I'm paying a lot of attention to politicians who are supporting doctors who are speaking out
Well, a lot of
against
doctors
stuff.
have
And
evolved to a new frame that's really positive.
yeah, I
And
agree.
that's happened over the last 5 years. And because of the conflict, that's why it happened, because they came out whereas they weren't active before. And the whole metabolic health revolution's beautiful. Even though,
Naturopaths have been doing it forever.
no, I know, and it must be a strange thing to be like validated by the medical, even though they cut you off, they still validated it in another way.
Oh, it was like when
That's
leaky
so
gut got
great.
validated. So going back about to 2017, 2018, something like that, there was this he was an Italian American who spoke at the Metagenics conference and can't remember, but basically they validated leaky gut for the
Right.
first time ever scientifically, which is hilarious because, hello, it's naturopath's bread and butter. Go, well, let's fix your leaky gut first. First, heal the gut. Second, heal the liver. But anyway, so I don't think that's a stress.
But it was at the time.
What was?
Well, when they, when they just doing that's like rude. But there's something that I can say that's interesting. It's like counselling. So counsellors occupy this unique space that might be a bit similar to naturopaths, because we're not psychologists, right? So we don't have to deal with diagnosis and
Or prescriptions like a
or
psychiatrist.
prescriptions, because a lot of people that I talk to is they'll have their kid diagnosed or themselves with something like ADHD, right? And what they leave with is hardly any information. Like they don't know what it is, right? And this is common. So they go to a pediatrician, or if they're a bit older, they'll go see a psychiatrist, and they come away with no information and a prescription, right? And so, and I'm okay with that. It's just that what I notice is they have no help. Like ADHD, when you've got it, like you have all these things happening, and the drugs might help regulate some of it, but herbs will do a similar job. But also there's a counselling part to it too. Do you know what I mean? And part of the counselling part is psychoeducation, where you say what it is, right? But a lot of people get diagnosed with things and they don't say what it is. Whereas the professions that are true allied, even though they've knocked naturopaths off, it's still really serious adult allied health thing in this respect, is that we don't have to deal with those things. The people come already with their diagnosis and you fill in the gaps. Oh, do you know what this is? Like with ADHD, the funniest thing in the protocol is that the first step you've got a kid with that, it's parenting training.
Yeah.
Because the parents have to change what they're doing, or they're fighting an uphill battle for the rest of their life. Because if you use normal behavior tactics on this ADHD kid, it'll usually backfire. The boy will just be raging, and the girl will be sitting in a room not talking to anybody. Same at school. And so it's like, there's good methodology and work, just understanding it. Like we did a video the other day about rejection sensitivity dysphoria.
Yeah.
And all of the people I've talked to with ADHD go, oh, is that what that is? Oh, and immediately just knowing about it, you can start to manage it because anything that's triggered, right? Once you know the trigger, you're like, oh, that's what's triggering me. You can do something about it, right? Same with the polarization. Once you know what's triggering you,
Yeah.
then you can work with that. Because Milton Erickson used this thing called utilization. Well, the trigger is movement. You know what I mean? You've got something you can work with there, make it conscious, because the trigger happens in the background
Yeah.
and you don't know what's happening. You're just feeling a rage.
Yeah.
And then all, and it might take you, like you said the other day, it might take you a minute to work it out, to go through, what is this? I've got this feeling, I'm not expecting it. It's like I feel fight, flight, I feel like running, I feel like hitting someone, I feel like raging. And then you then eventually go, oh, it's a trigger. Oh, this is just a trigger. Oh, I'm okay with this. I can let it calm down. It's just, because once you know this is a trigger,
Yeah.
right? It's like with rejection sensitivity dysphoria with the ADHD people. It's like as soon as they get criticized by someone important, or they perceive it doesn't even have to happen, they perceive it's happening,
Yeah.
and they go into this thing, either disappearing and running away or rah. Do you know? But once you know what it is, you're like, oh, this is happening, and the people around you help
Yeah.
spot it. Oh, are you okay? Instead of like, rah, it's like, oh, are you, yeah, I'm having this, give me a minute.
Yeah.
And then
Or
you
for
bet.
my clients, I say, oh, you're having this, take some Relaxin.
Right.
Or take some NeuroLift.
That's
Or,
true.
yeah.
But the other thing is, with something that we were talking about in the commission the other day, was that when someone gets to a therapist or points it out, they've already done that 50,000 times in their life,
Yes.
right?
Oh, yeah, it takes
It's
time to
a,
regrow new neuronal
right.
pathways.
So the trigger is a
Yeah.
well ground down, it's happened 50,000 times.
Yeah.
Just like kids with ADHD, by the time they're 7 or 8, they've been told to stop 20,000 times more than normal kids.
Yeah.
So they just don't want to hear from an authority anymore. They don't believe them because they know that they're being treated differently to the other kids every day. Pay attention, do this, do that. I don't know it, you know.
Yeah.
And with parents, you know, if you don't do the parenting training first, you go, well, you'll never win this one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do any of my triggers feel like it's messing with my emotions and my self-esteem, self-worth?
What do you think?
Well, that's the thing. Stuff happens within 1/500th of a second within the brain. So, once your amygdala is activated,
And so mainly it gets activated with social situations where people have different opinion at the moment. That sort
I'm
of brings
pretty
it.
good at, you
You're getting
know.
better at it. You've been working on that for a while.
Yeah. But, you know, it's sort of like that whole, you know, when you're vegetarian for 20 years, you're pretty primed at not, you know, getting upset by, you know, things. And then when you're
I've been
not,
vegetarian for 40 years.
yeah, you know, and then non-drinker for 10 years, and that puts you into a whole other things. And of course, being a natural therapist, so you know that, you know, only 5% of people are going to agree with you on your
Right.
stuff, you know, because most people are big pharma people, you know, so you know that I didn't choose anything easy, you know, from
Right.
the start. And
Isn't that interesting that it's you didn't choose anything easy?
yeah, so it's sort of
So
like,
do you think there's some type of you actually enjoy the challenge? Because you said earlier you enjoyed it. Do you mean?
well, you know, one of the things, like part of my self-worth, self-esteem is that I know what I know. So, you know, doctors can put me down, people can put me down. I don't give a toss because I know what I know.
But they put down your whole profession, not just you.
Yeah, but I sort of,
Because
you know,
you
but
think
that had been a 10-year process.
who was it, the doctor, naturopath off the hello? That
Oh,
was
the
the head of
gal
the
who was in
AMA,
charge
wasn't it?
of, yeah, that
That was
woman,
AMA.
the one who is a she's married to her girlfriend, and they both got vaccine injured.
Oh, is that the person?
Yeah.
Oh,
So she was ahead of the
I was
AMA.
talking to a doctor about it, and they were saying that was the worst decision they had seen in 20 years.
Yeah, so it's that woman whose name I can't remember.
I remember seeing her on TV.
But again, I saw a thing about that, and they basically used false science to prove there was no efficacy for natural therapies, and then basically kept pushing, that for 10 years.
That's
So,
awful.
there's like that Friends of Science thing with all these horrible millionaires in. So they basically put all this money into things that are anti everything natural
Funny,
because
isn't it?
they're obviously paid for by Big Pharma.
No, but it's funny that anyone who's ever had a
Dick
really,
Smith is one of them. He's
really.
a friend of science, so I don't
Well,
buy
I know
any of
from
his
personal
stuff anymore.
experience that herbs and supplements do an amazing thing.
Yeah, no, they're
If you're not
yes.
well, from personal experience, and I know a lot of other people who
Yeah.
they reach the limit of what they can do in other treatments,
Yeah.
and then naturopathy will help their problem. And counseling similar to that too.
Yeah.
Like I had a story, a teacher the other day. Kids at school crying, acting out. The parents are splitting up.
Yeah.
And then at the meeting, she suggested, "Oh, have you tried family counseling?" And then she got a letter back later and said, "Oh, no." The mum said, "Oh, you've brought hope back,
Yeah,
right?" And then
right.
they all went out to dinner. And the thing is that it's like opinions. When people are separating, everyone's saying leave, everyone's saying take the money, everyone's saying this and that. And one person's done the wrong thing, it's unforgivable.
Yeah.
But one person says, maybe you can resolve it, and suddenly it's improving and they've got hope again. Just one comment. And I was debriefing that teacher, and it was like really interesting that because they felt like they overstepped the mark a little bit with because they gave a bit of their personal experience. They did counseling, got back together, and they were worried about sort of making too much personal disclosure.
Yeah,
And
right.
I'm like, yeah, but look what you achieved. And then they got a letter back. We've all gone out to dinner again, and because often what all people need is one positive thing that, no,
Yeah.
you're doing really well. It's okay. You don't have to fight all the time with the other side.
Before I
And
got married, so, 35 years ago, one of my best friends said to me, "The good thing is you can divorce him if it's not good." I had well, was not even married at that stage. So,
Look,
interesting. So people
there's
have,
not a very big voice for people staying together,
yeah.
and it's very easy to get pulled. And just like the social thing and the medical thing we're talking about, it's very easy to get pulled one side and look at the other side as bad.
Yeah.
But we know lots of people, right? And you know that most people are good
Yeah.
in their hearts. And so just like with the marriage thing, you've got good people and suddenly you've got all people on one
Yeah.
side going, just leave, cut off the whole family, because they cut off the whole
Yeah.
family. And then the kids lost half their network.
Yeah.
And just because,
Yeah, one of my friends I was out to lunch with her one day, and I was just telling her a whole bunch of bullet point things that had happened because I go blah, 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 when I see her,
as you do.
as I do. And she said, "I have not heard anything that you're talking about." And we actually compared feeds,
Oh, that's interesting.
so her phone feed compared to my phone
Right,
feed.
like the YouTube suggestion for
Yeah,
something.
like hers was all normal mainstream media, government point, because of course now we know that, media outlets are being paid for by governments, like that's come out in the last month, in a huge way,
Oh,
so that,
yeah.
they're pushing the government point of view, which is exactly how it's felt the last, well, certainly at least 5 years, but it's been pretty
Well, in the
interesting.
US it happened because they were funding
Yeah, but
that
we've been doing exactly the
media
same.
organization.
No, but they funded media organizations worldwide. It was like 7,000 reporters or some crazy thing. Anyway,
What, that USAID thing?
the USAID. Amazing, what they've been uncovering. And again, I'm sort of finding that enjoyable because I'm so sick of government corruption that I'm just finding that amusing and enjoyable because I'm glad someone's being found accountable. Someone. Like, why do we spend 27, billions of dollars to the World Economic Forum every year? Why do we, it's just crazy. They don't have our best interests at heart. They want depopulation and every man and his dog within a 15-minute radius of their home. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Like, nick off. No, we didn't sign up for that.
They do actually say that.
They do say that. It's on their freaking website.
Yeah.
And so does the UN. So does the World Health Organization. So, anyway. Anyway, I think that's a good first session. And maybe we'll do another round on Thursday.
Yeah, so basically we've got the pain. We've kind of done more of a listening session today, which is normally, dealing with a problem, the first thing you do is listen and reflect.
Yeah.
So you've got the physical pain, and we're looking at just doing some time from here after we've been, go through and feel those things out and see how that stress might be
Oh, you know why
contributing.
the stress? I'm not feeling the stress. I'm doing a fair bit of work on the AO Hub.
Right.
So I'm running several sessions a week, including things like, anyway, basically that's helping to regrow new neuronal brain pathways.
Yeah, because that's a you're listening to the music, the what's that frequency
Yeah,
stuff?
the frequencies from the AO
Yeah.
scanner as well as a
Right.
podcast simultaneously.
Well, they found that so many things can work on subtle levels. It's like people doubt so many things, and but when you look at it, things like because they go, oh, what a good are essential oils, they don't have, because as they were saying, the medical, that they don't have any effect. Well, that's why they got struck off. But when you look at the actual research,
Oh, it's huge.
the essential oils, some of them, they increase, both serotonin and dopamine are increased by different essential oils through the nasal passage.
You smell them.
And even though they go, oh, that's not real, there's no sign, but there is scientific evidence
Course
that
there
they
is.
produce
No, and
that.
this is the lie they tell
And
all the
that, yeah,
time. They say the
and
same lie over and over and
they
over
get put into
again.
the hippie category. But if you've got ADHD, you want to bring up your serotonin and dopamine,
Yeah.
because
So if you
otherwise,
put rose and lavender on your wrists and just give it a smell a few times a
that's
day,
why
that's
they,
going to make a huge
right, because
difference.
they always give them serotonin uptake inhibitors, which is actually reprocessing the serotonin because there's not enough. So, but lavender oil and I think bergamot, they actually
I've had a few
directly.
people recently really damaged by SSRIs, again.
Well, I tend to keep a neutral position, but they definitely have horrible side effects for a lot of people.
Yeah. Actually,
And difficulty coming off them.
one of my family's husband, he takes CBD for his anger and rage. He's got a brain injury, a traumatic brain injury.
Right.
And it's one of the things, I mean, stress ends work beautifully, Calmex works beautifully, lots of things do. But
Stress
the
and back
CB,
out.
no, I think they've taken it away. But basically, the CBD's been keeping him really balanced. And then he ran out and he couldn't get any for 3 days. And he was
That was just
full on
CBD or with no
just
THC.
CBD. Yeah. I've got no idea. But yeah, so basically, like she could tell that within hours of missing a dose, he just turned into this enraged bull. So even going off CBD, it needs to be really tapered slowly. So if people are on it and then they go off it, really
Well,
interesting.
same with things like, because you've got the medical cannabis now.
Yeah.
Going off cannabis, just cutting it off is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like all drugs, when you go off them, you've got to be careful
Yeah.
and slowly go off them, because it's like, because say that cannabis, it's giving you a big hit of dopamine.
Yeah.
They call it dope for a reason. It's dopamine.
Really?
Yeah,
Okay.
and it's a lot. It's too much. You don't need that much every day, but it's dopamine. And the other thing is that the SSRIs suppress dopamine, which is the one that
Well,
makes
they
you move
suppress
more.
serotonin.
So if you've got a lack of dopamine, you get those MS diseases
Yeah,
and
MS and Parkinson's,
yeah,
that sort
we
of
so
thing.
because you don't
So there's
have
a
enough
part of the
dopamine.
pituitary gland that's involved there. So the HPA again.
Back to the HPA
Yeah, but
axis.
then you can imagine because they've added mRNA technology to the Parkinson's drugs the last couple of years as well. So some people are getting worse faster.
Yeah, and are you being positive about keeping your things that make your serotonin, your dopamine, your endorphins and oxytocin?
Oxytocin.
Yeah, are you being aware of those things?
Supplements, do you
Supple no,
mean?
but also activities, because some activities make them.
Well, again, I usually go for an hour walk every day. I
Right.
can't do that at the moment, so I'm only about.
Oh,
But I did
you're
on.
sounds to me like you're going to start doing yoga again.
Well,
But
I
that'll be
have to
serotonin
find
and
a
dopamine.
time that actually fits, so
Yeah.
that I don't know how easy that will be.
But you're used to doing it with something in your ear. Yoga and music's really nice
Yeah,
because it's
right.
so regulated. Because when you're doing it with music, you're doing it with the beat. So
Yeah.
you can, when you do yoga with music, it's really easy to keep your beat, keep your breathing to the rhythm, and then you keep your asanas to the rhythm too. Doesn't even have to be spiritual music. That's what
Yeah.
I do. And
Well, at the
then,
moment, I can't even bend my legs, so I won't be starting it until
yeah, no,
this
not with any music.
regulates. Yeah.
But there's also a lot online. There's trauma-informed yoga online. And it's available to everybody, and you can just get it started up. But the problem is it might bring up trauma and make you feel really a bit scared. So often it's good to get that
Well,
done.
I'm running my scans every day. Actually, that's, I'm running my
No, but a lot
scans
of
and
people
playing
need
my
to do it
frequencies every day
with a
too.
professional because it can,
Right.
because body keeps score, and so what's being held there, the yoga release, will often come out in a really emotional thing.
Right.
Some people end up emotional, they'll do one asana and start crying.
Yeah.
True story. And no one even, and everyone goes, how does that work?
Yeah.
But it's a lot online, and you can get the information, the theory of it,
Yeah.
and how the, and because what yoga's doing, they're finding, because Carl Jung said that the West would develop their own yoga. And I'm watching it before my eyes.
Yeah,
Do you know
right.
what I mean? They're not bringing the whole religious part of it,
Yeah.
they're bringing the paths that actually heal people. And
Okay.
there's lots of them. Because
Cool.
breathing does a whole bunch of things, the asanas, shaking your body, they all do different things that help you self-regulate
Yeah.
at home
Yeah.
for free. All
Yeah.
right,
Cool. Excellent.
well, we'll do an audit of that. We'll do an audit of the neuroreceptors before we do it again.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got all them in balance.
Yeah.
Having a look at yoga, and we'll keep these things in mind. We'll have a little chat about them later.
Yeah, I think in my scan yesterday, both serotonin and melatonin were a bit of a mess, but that makes sense because I've been in pain the last 2 nights while
Have
I've
you
been
been taking
sleeping.
melatonin?
No, I've got it upstairs. Oh, no, I don't think I have been. So
I took a big dose of
I've been
melatonin.
doing
I took a
Carver.
dose of melatonin last night. I forgot about it.
Carver
But
calms
I
the.
slept and didn't wake up.
Yeah, right.
No, do I say how many milligrams I took?
Oh,
But
I've
it
got some
was
gummies
so
coming.
nice.
So, no, I've been taking Carmex and collagen and Carvus before bed. So, Carver calms the neuro, the heightened neurotransmitters in the brain. So,
Sometimes it's good to have a big hit of the melatonin. That's what I do just
yeah, I've
once.
got 20 milligrams in
Yeah,
my
and that's
cupboard.
what I, and you just have that, and I had that one night's sleep, and I went, gee, that was good.
Yeah, I think, anyway, maybe.
I don't
I
sleep
just
through,
don't
I'm a
know
little
whether the
winger.
pain will, hinder that at the moment. Haven't been in this much pain sleeping for a long time.
That's all right, it'll be gone in a week, we're onto
Cool.
it.
Awesome. Well, I hope some of you got something out of that. And high five.
Hey, high five.
Woohoo!
So nice, and we kept it light with not too much scary stuff.
Yeah. Don't want to go into why my A scores were 4 out of 10. But anywho,
Bye.
yeah. Excellent. See you all, everyone.